The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
It's just one time to get your glad rags on and have a party. It's definitely going into the new year and it's got to go out with a bang. So we'll give you some top tips on makeup and how to do it.
Let's get it on.
There's so many top tips I can give you, and I think the first one would definitely be to have a good base. So if you're going to go for a foundation and you've never really done it before, you're going to want to find the foundation that's best for you. You need to go to a counter and get matched, because you don't want to have a streaky line and, you know, not have it blended in, especially if you're visually impaired or blind like myself. So we go moisturiser, primer, foundation. Primers are definitely something to have in your makeup collection, because it's going to make that foundation stay on longer for you. The next step then, take it into your own hands, and I think the best tool for this is a beauty blender sponge. You run it under the tap, under some water, it's a sponge that expands, you wring it out so it's slightly damp, you put the foundation on the back of your hand, you dab it into the beauty blender, and then you just tap it all around your face. It's just so easy, and I would recommend it to anyone. So next, if we're going simple, we're definitely going to want some blusher on the apples of your cheeks. Suck in and do a pouty face, and on the tops of your cheeks, that's where you'd put it. So when you're tackling eyes and lips, what my go-tos are, if I want a really simple, easy look, you want to get yourself a really basic nude palette with maybe a couple of shades in that you can really get to grips with. You can put them all over the lid. It can be as bold or as minimal as you want it to be. Tap it on with your finger, open those eyes up, and it would look really lovely. The next thing you want to be doing is mascara. My top tip with mascara is to always get the minis, especially if you're visually impaired, because it's just so hard with a long wand to know where your eyelashes are. I always use minis. They're so much closer to my face and it's so much easier to get to your eyelashes. And then in terms of lips, I would definitely go with a really shiny gloss at this time of year. You can get really lovely iridescent shades of gloss, and I think it's just fantastic because it goes on really easily. Your lips look really shiny and you look done, put together, and I think it really finishes off a look. Ready to go out on a night out on the town, get partying and celebrate the new year. Happy 2017, guys.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.